Get the current daf. Mesechta Baba Basa. Daf Lamed Gimel. Beginning with Aleph. Can test Masel to begin the words of Gemara. Am Rabban. Rabban said, "Abali Parah v'chulu." Well, I figured, you know, if I'm going to give it back to them, the rabbis say if someone's coming to collect from the Yechzisayim, he can't collect only with a Shavua. Which Tosafot addresses the question. He says, "Wait a second. Af a beishav b'shavua. What do you mean? Even with the oath." He actually would not be able to collect from that jiglo until they become adults. Because I mean, like the Gemara says shortly, only when they become adults, then you could take them to court. And then it says, but that he wasn't particular regarding the weight. Elashu was only regarding the oak that he didn't want to do, and therefore he was doing this idea about holding on to the shtar mashkanta, to the sad, the mashkanta. More of it says, near it seemed, the Rabbi Bar Sharshim. Savak Rav Hun Reid Bishua, referring to what? The Mefarish time of Bishil Mechilni explains the reasoning for this halacha of Habali Pacham Nechzi Sam Leifachel Bishvua on the Kofayin Dal Menaf, the end of the Masechta. Time of the end is Nechzi Sam, what's the reason why we don't address collection from the assets of the orphans? This is Mishum Tzrari, this is Machlekes. He says it's because of a bundle of money, maybe it was already paid up, and we don't know, so we have to wait till they become adults. And that would make sense with this story, because the Ikra Papa, it was like a Papa in the Farsh that he explains that Mishum the Priest Bachai Mitzvah, the reason is because the payment of a creditor is a mitzvah. And orphans are not in the category of performing mitzvahs. Same Cain, if that would be the case, Afili, hey, Emes Kedvarab, even if the truth would be like he was saying that they owe money, he wouldn't be able to hold on to the property because of the debt. Keep the love, they're just simply not obligated mitzvahs. If you say like Rav Hun Yeshua, that's okay. Maybe the money is owed, maybe it's not. Okay, alts the suffix, he could hold on to it because he's saying no, he's definitely owed. And more of this is Rav Hun and Nami Paskin Hashem. Anyways, really like Rav Hun over this. Therefore, it's logical that this story, as we said, for two reasons, that Rav Bar Sharshim was going like Rav Hun Yeshua's interpretation of why. We cannot collect from the Nechzi Yisayim. Next, Tos Masel to begin with the words of Gemara. So he says, "Ach v'shel l'shtar mashkanta." He says, "So I said, look, I'll conceal the document of the that the land I have is security, but I'll consume the amount of the other monies that are owed to me." Which Tos says, "Davka." Now that's specific. It's not secondary that he's saying this or parenthetical. It's because he concealed the document of the security that he could make such a claim as the Gemara is quoting, that he's saying, oh, I have a migad that it could say that it was bought by me. Because it wasn't known to Betresh Mashkantas that it came to him as a security. And that's what he's saying, let me hide it so no one should know. Because if it was known originally that Betresh Mashkantas that it came to him as a security, Rav Bar Sharshim would not have been able to claim that he could say that it was bought by me. He can't make that claim anymore. Just like we find by a professional or a sharecropper, I mean like a tailor. He doesn't have a chazaka in the field that he has his sharecropping. Since we know that this, let's say, tailor, the suit that he has, we know it came to him to fix it. We know this sharecropper has it because for sharecropping, it doesn't indicate anything regarding ownership. Let's say, like the Gemara talks about in Davnan Beis, things that are usually lent out or leased, or a gazan or a robber. Let's say originally we knew the gazel saw the zoo that he stole this field. The Elishim Chazak doesn't have a chazak. Oh, you have it for 3 years. That doesn't establish anything. So also, if you had it as a mashkanta, that wouldn't tell us anything that you have it for 3 years. Now that he hides it and no one knew about it, that's what he's saying. Oh, then I was saying that I could make a migad with kuchi biyadi. Next test, Masel, begin with the Gemara. Yeah, migad ibayi lemeim lekuchi. He says, yeah, well, since I could have said that I bought it, so I should be able to hold on to it and thus not have to make an oath. Which tells you the team, it's a wonder, because my diet did the Rav Bar Sharshim. What was his understanding? That Philly turned the kuchi he biyadi. What do you mean? So, okay, what are you going to say that you bought it? But Shavuos Hesalem Zarach, you still always have to have the rabbinic oath of Shavuos Heses, which is the claim that the orphans are making that you owe us this, that you have to give us back this field. Because the Nehide Nishbon al Karkais, although that one does not make an oath on property, which is what the orphans are claiming from him, that's midaraisa, that's biblically. But midrabban nishbaim, but rabbinically, we do make an oath, commission dictate Rav Hai Goyin. Like Rav Hai Goyin was inferred, mehida ha-kaisa from Perka Kaisa from Ksubas of Pezayin Medafa, but Gemis Ksubasa. If a woman makes a dent, she makes some type of flaw in her Ksuba, because she collected already some of it. Beirach meida she perua, and one witness is saying that it's all paid up. Like tipar el b'shvur, she could only collect with an oath. Now sabar mocham alameima, that shvur dayraisa, that the oath is biblical. Amarav says the chubas of David. There's two responses regarding it, and but oy the inish ban lakvir she bekakoyz. We don't swear regarding a denial of a lien of property, which is what the ksuba is. But the main thing Taisa wants is Amas Yisi, that, that's regarding Dairaisa. But the Rabban Nishbon, but rabbinically one would swear. And what then Shavuos Heses? And so then something would be the Shavuos Heses. The what would be any different? It's also rabbinic oath. So if that's the case, so what's he caning over here? He still has to make the rabbinic oath. The Hashem Tassid, we can say, is no, the English boy in Shavuos Heses, one does not make a Shavuos Heses. When someone's claiming and you're totally denying, but rabbinically, even though biblically you don't have to, but rabbinically you have to, bari. So when you say definitively, but here their claim is not definite. It's not definite to the orphan Shikarkazu in Lakuchabiyodi that wasn't bought by him. They don't know that. If he would have claimed that he bought it, he actually would not require Shavuos, and therefore that's where he's coming with his Miga to get out of the oath, which he could have made. He says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara. On that, Abaye told him, no. To say that you bought it, you can't say. So Taisus qualifies and explains. He says, even though, if he would have actually said that, he would have hid the document and he would have said he bought it, have it, and actually would be believed. But what Abaye is trying to tell him is, you don't have a migu. This is what he's saying. You can't say that that you could not have the audacity, but let me get into say such a thing. I mean, you would never have had the audacity. You're right, if you would say it, you'd be believed, but you can't say migu that you could have said such a thing, because given another color, since word got out, so there's no migu. Can you say yes, but in the Kedushim, we find similarly in the second Perek Kedushim of Nun Medalev. Mom, you're telling me what you want to say for Me'ila, you sent the Shliach Mezirisi, I did it deliberately, And then you wouldn't be chayv me'ilah. No, lo mashman nafshe rishi. A person does not make himself into a rush. Appears in the oimer beratzin mezidisi. He wouldn't willingly say that. Oh, I did it deliberately. Like, well, you're a rasha. So ve'en kam migui. So now that when you're saying what you should believe, we don't have this migui. Avadi amam mezidisi. But of course, the guy would say that you were deliberate. Of course, we would believe you, and you wouldn't be chayv in that case of the me'ilah kedushin. And same thing over here. You would be believed if you said likucha, but you're not believed with a miga because it's not something that normally a person would do. The next test master begins with the word Gemara. The relative of Idi left over and when he passed away a palm tree. Now, Ila Gersinan, Ella, if the only thing with Gersin is Shavik Dikla, that he left over a palm tree, as we have the Gersin in our Gemara. So let me have to say, Shalahayu Lebanim, meaning he didn't have any sons, Bakar of Yosef, Yosha, and whoever is the closest relative inherits him. Now, Vigaris the Karive, if the Girisa is that he left over a palm tree for his relatives, so Yeshlam actually, you could say Shalahayu Lebanim, he had sons. But Lachitzuk Lelemim, they perhaps to say Dikla Karive, he was leaving over for his other relatives, and the question which is his closest relative. Like Taisus, Hachigas in the Girisa is, Lesaiv Oidile. As the Girsan Argamar. At the end, he admitted to him, as Argamar says, that Ravidi actually was the closer relative. So it says, well, like Garis, but the Girs is not, meaning the Girs is just, at the end, he admitted to him, but not the Ihu Kariv Tfe. Not, as we have the Girs in the Gemara, that he admitted to him that Ravidi was a closer relative. Ella, rather, Lahay writes a lach like him, Ravidi. He just didn't want to have this fight with Ravidi. So he just, that's it. What was he admitting? Stam, and that's not a deco bichinim. He was giving him the palm tree for free. He was being like moida to him. He was giving it to him, acknowledging it to him. But it's not because Rabbi was a closer relative. That's what Rabbi Chizah says. He was saying, I'm a closer relative, meaning, because it was from it as our own goodwill that he gives it to you. Not because you're closer, so why should you get the payers from the beginning? But they hold, no, even the Eidi, as the words of the Gemara says, that since he admitted, meaning what does that mean to say? Is that umistama lahaya maichalai? We can presume that he wouldn't just pardon him. El neshu yezikarb, only because he actually was really closer. It says Taisa Balashan Aidi, the terminology of admitting, then dachiku, according to the way we're explaining, so it's like it's a little forced, because what's he admitting to?
He's not really admitting anything according to this Girsa. Chintz versa Bayeva Rava, so it's difficult to understand in the Svar Bayeva Rava that, so why would you get the Paris? Rav Chizit makes more sense according to this Girsa. Vein Lefesh, don't explain the Girsa, the Girsa is the Yukar Tvei, that he was closer, and as the Girsa in Nagamar's. Vayitoyin, and that he was claiming that the Loyachal Paris, that he didn't need Paris. Now, Ravida Hayla ate Mishachal, and Ravida had witnesses that he ate. V'had the Kamehihu Kamar, and now this that it says that he was saying, Ano Kribna Tvei, that I'm close to Pirish, Me'ikara, in the beginning. V'hayo B'chein, that since that was the case, Hashtanami now also Mehemanis believed, meaning the guy who was saying that he was the closer relative. The guy was admitting now. And therefore was saying that he's believed my dama what he's saying, Shlai Achla, that he didn't eat Paris, B'migu Shlai Maida, with a Migu that he didn't have to admit. And he holds the meaning of Migu that we say, yeah, Migu, even though that's contradicted by witnesses who said they saw him eating the pears, because some of like we can see shortly. Now, Dimkin, if that's the case, then they should have said, Ha'ihu Amar, but he's the one who said, Lo Yechalti, I didn't eat. And V'ibayi, and if he wants to, Amar Lekrib Netzvei, could say that, I'm the closer relative. I mean, like that, like as a migu, what he said, like I could have said, like he originally said. But moreover, imkin, if that's the case, like we're trying to say this pshat, which we're saying ain lavarish, have la suki nami. The gemara should have also came out hachol b'hir b'hai lishna. In this version, k'damasik b'samach, as the gemara shortly comes out on the medbeis that by every rabba lisfiru had Rav Chisda, that they don't hold a Rav Chisda amal lishakab b'makom edim leiminan, that we don't say Amiga Malishaker, when it's contradicted with Edom. Because then it's technically just like how the Gemara comes out on the next story, and why wouldn't it say that same thing over here if it's like that, like this Peshat, like we're saying, Ein Latharsh. The Pesach says, Tez v'gisus Rabbein Chanan on Nir L'ri Iker. It seems to the read the primary is like the Gis Rabbein Chanan. B'le Goras, he's not Goras L'Seif Oidile, at the end he admitted him. El Goras, rather, his Gis is L'Seif Aisi Sahadi. As Rosh Brown brings this Gis Rabbein Chanan, that the end he brought witnesses, this Rabbi, did he could even that he's his relative. But like Garis carved Tfei. The Gis is not that he brought Edom that he's a close relative. Shloi Me'idin, they didn't testify, Shravi de Krevoi Haye Tfei Mahugava. The witnesses weren't saying that Rabbi was a close relative than that person. El Me'idin, Shravi de Krevoi, all they were being the same testimony, Rabbi Edi was a relative. And now that person didn't recognize him, if he's a relative or not. Well, made the curve, and he didn't have any witnesses of being a relative. And as Rosh Bam explains, therefore how we understand Rav Chisda and then an Abayin Rava. And Vafilo Igaris Tfei, and even if the Girsa says Taisis is that he's his relative more. Metzim Lafarish Tfei, we could explain what does it mean more. Mekol Oisam, from all those, Shehoyu Eidim Makirim, from all those that the witnesses did recognize. Okay, fine. Now, Lekachok Rav Chisda B'yodid Rav Edi, that's Rav Chisda said, okay, it goes to Rav Edi. Rav Edi Vadai, because, okay, Rav Edi is not for sure relative, but we'll grab a subject. Now that person is doubtful. Now, Bahir Rav Edi Tebega, my page, Rav Edi saying, okay, now that I'm the one who is supposed to get it, I want the Paris too. Kimit Shehoyu Shehoyu, he admitted that he ate. But Rav Chisda Patelay, Rav Chisda says, no, he's exempt. Why? But Migui would have, Migui di Iboyo Amalo Yechati, he could say that I didn't eat. Kyamana my Achli, if he says I ate, but I ate my own, man, he's going to be believed in that situation. Whereas Rav Abaye Sabri, Abaye and Rav held, Kimin Shachal Peri, since he ate the Peris, Vaidi and they admitted, Chayav L'Sham, he has to pay for the Peris. Beloy Mehmed B'Migui, he's not believed with a Migui. Hoil Ba'kar Kiritzi Metachas Yodai, even Adin, since we're rightfully from Halacha taking away the Karka from him, because the Karka like a Migui, so therefore he loses the Peris too. Then it says, we're going to say, well, come on, the Gemara later on, the Vlamad Al Medav, I mean, we say, Idam Yom, if you're comparing, as the Bachat's on the words, Hod the Rebbe. Let a Baba lechat sahado to one witness. If you're going to compare it to a Baba's halacha, it should be when there's one witness, or tarit in shnin, and he had that he saw it for 2 years. Well, the peri is regarding the peri. I mean, the kshemayid shachal peris when he admits he ate the peris. Rikachat sahado, and there's one witness. Shechayv l'sham, he has to pay. Mitoch shen yach l'shav, because since he can't swear, so he has to pay. Now, avali leka chat sahada, but the inference is if there wouldn't be the one witness, We wouldn't have to pay. Says Tais of Amai, but that's Tais asking from our sukkah over here. Namely, you should say, Kim Shakar Kiris, and that is the other sense of property is taken away from government payers, you should have to pay for the payers too. Why is it only when there's one witness? There's too much that he says. He says he ate it for 3 years. The witness only testified regarding two of them. They most definitely have a, if he didn't have one witness, pshit the potter. Of course, he'd be potter. You're right. Although he would lose the property because the imehem, and if he was believed, by amar the achla shalashom that he ate it 3 years, we actually wouldn't take away the property from him at all. Kibn achla shnei chazaka, since he consumed it for the years of the chazaka. But like, remember, you can't say denam and like, oh, that we should believe him. Okay, wait, no, let's believe him that he ate 3 years. But let's not believe him that he bought it. El begezlach, he ate it in theft. Can the minimum zaken like the most and get nav nedam and beis and nemanat lahavz is charcha? Oh, you believe to lose your wages for the saber Torah that you wrote, but vein nav nemanat lahavz the saber Torah, you're not believed to cause a loss of the saber Torah. No, the late dummy, that's not comparable. The awesome over there, the saber Torah, kivan shehu biyad lekeach, since it's in the hand of the buyer, it's like as if there's witnesses that was written lishman. But still, you lose your wages. Since he admits that you don't owe me anything because I did it wrong, which is, over here it's mamonoshach. If you're going to believe him, then you believe him that he bought it, and therefore, so even though he's going to lose the karak over there, if there was no eid echad, no, he would not lose the paris, and it's fundamentally different than we have over here in our gemara.